Large front. Hey, how's it going out there? This is Two Birds, One Show on Dieter. That's Ricky. We talk about craft beer and we talk about Philly sports every Thursday night, 10 p.m. on BGSE Network. So cheers out there. It's a rough night for Philly sports.
Hey, it was a rough night. Listen, it was an ass kicking both ways around, you know. So,
oh my god, dude. I was hoping, yeah, I mean, hope for a little bit of something for the show, man, but damn, dude, bad.
Yeah, and so it was a double ass kicking.
Yeah. To see TJ McConnell kicking our ass out there, I was like, what is going on, man? What the?
That Pacers team is a dangerous team, though, and they just added Pascal Siakam. So they got a really good, Frank Vogel's a really good coach. And, you know, that's going to happen. I think that's the third time we played them this year. I think we're 1-2 against them. I don't quote me, but I think so.
I know we beat them.
Beat them the night Maxey dropped 50 on them. Remember that?
Okay.
In all November.
Right. I know they're a good team, though. I hear that's where the All-Star game's going to be, they were saying, or something like that, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think well, we know Joel's definitely going to be in there. I was looking at the votes, total votes. Maxey's on the list, but I mean, he's a little down on the list. Everybody vote for the kid, man. He deserves to be on the All-Star team.
Yeah, dude, that'd be awesome. He's a fucking great player for us.
Yeah, he's a good kid, good player.
So, yeah, if you're new to the show, we talk about craft beer first, get into sports, and we get into our second beer. And we'll finish it off with some sports. I'm starting the night with a Icarus Yacht Juice Galaxy.
Nice. And
of all the yacht juices, this is the fanciest. This is so fancy. The Galaxy, man, is such a great fucking hop.
Can't go wrong with that hop.
This is really good. Nice Jersey beer. Yeah, promote Jersey beers. BreweriesEnergy.com. Check out the website. Check out the Instagram.
Great site.
Yeah, I do like to try to promote good Jersey beer, and Icarus, man, just killing it. This is a great fucking beer.
Out of Lakewood, right?
Are they? I know it's like around West Long Branch, that area. It's not too far from Kane, because I went up to Kane I went to Icarus. I don't know the area, though.
Are they in the midst of building a new tap room at Icarus?
I think they built a bigger spot. The old one was real small. I don't know. Have you ever been to like Ludlum?
Yeah, many times.
That's how big Icarus is.
See, Ludlum's about to expand. They're about to get a big time expansion.
Oh, that's great, because Ludlum beer is fucking great.
Huge fan. Shout out to Ludlum, man.
Yeah, good stuff.
Tonight I'm sipping on. Oh, first I want to. My dope shirt. This is a Hoptopus. I love hops and I love pussy, so it just all worked out. So shout out to anybody. This is not a G-rated show, so you know, it's uncensored. It's true passion. So you're going to hear fucking fun words. I'm going with Monkish. Nice. It's called Scores of Spores, and it looks like it's got like a psychedelic mushroom on it.
Oh, that's fucking cool, dude. That is really cool can. Beautiful beer, man.
Monkish does cool can art, man. They definitely a cool trippy vibe on some of their shit.
Yeah, I like that can, man. That is fucking sharp. That's pretty cool.
I'll save you a can if you want to put it in your collection and shit. Because I don't care. I save some cans that I really find dope, so I'll save them.
Yeah,
I tell you, I got a
can like that.
I got a can in there. I got recently. Shout out to Roger Clayton Liquor from Hoofhearted out of, I believe, I know they're in the 12% Beer Project, but I think they're an Ohio-based brewery. It's got the Legion of Doom, aka the Road Warriors, on it.
Yeah,
dude, it's so fucking dope, dude.
Oh, that's cool, man. I used to love the Road Warriors.
Oh, it's my favorite tag team ever.
Hawk and Animal.
Oh yeah, Laurinaitis, his son played in the NFL. Animal's son.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, I just seen Goldberg's kids playing in football now too. He just got picked up. Oh, you know where he's going? He's going to play in Colorado. for a prime time. Yeah.
Well, you know, Goldberg himself was a good college football player.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So The Rock was a college football. He was okay. The Rock at Miami.
Miami, but in a Canada league or something like that for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. And his dad was a longtime pro wrestler.
He just made a chairman. I'm sorry, like, yeah, I'm
still getting a sativa, though.
I'll get over my sickness too, man. I was sick all last week. Sorry, we didn't do a show last week.
We missed last week. Me and Dieter were both laid off.
But speaking of The Rock, he just got a on the chair of the WWE and stuff, nice. Dude. It's pretty cool. Yeah,
it's good to hear. It's good to hear. He deserves it. He's definitely a pioneer.
He's a great promoter. You know what I mean? Like he's a genius with that stuff, dude. He's a real good people person. Really good. Well, look what he's doing with the spring football.
Well, you had the XFL and the USFL combined now for the UFL, which I'm great with. Yo, the more football, the better. I love it. Spring football me too, now. Man.
Right.
And same with Canadian football. I know right before the NFL season starts, you'll see Canadian football getting put on ESPN and ESPN 2, and I always watch it. Just keep giving me football.
Yeah.
Real quick, I want to say I didn't really describe this beer. I'm definitely getting some Ruaca hop, or some Citra, but I always feel like maybe it's me personally. Whenever there's Ruaca in something, I feel like it becomes the dominant hop. Like it kind of overpowers a lot of other hops, which is fine. Right. I like Ruaca, but it's kind of very earthy and dank and still juicy.
That's a New Zealand hop, dude. All New Zealand hops. Yeah, I mean, they just
love New Zealand hops.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking about new gear, man, I got these hats made up. They took the logo. Nice. Pretty sporty, man. That's a
dope hat, yeah.
I gotta break it in. It's still like too new, you know what I mean? Like, but yeah, I love it, man. It's so fucking cool. The website I used,
one show.
The website I used did a great job on it, man.
Nice.
Yeah, I got you one. So next time I hit a pop, I'll drop it off to you.
Sweet, sweet. Yeah, that's cool. That's a dope hat.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Well, I was on the BGSE network, and I was looking at hats, and they didn't really have much. So I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to take the logo and put it on the own hat. And I don't have really too many white hats, so it's going to stick out pretty good.
Well, yeah, same here. I've been trying, you know, as always, I always spend a lot of my time at work getting the word out about our podcast, Two Birds, One Show. I think we've got a few new followers, you know. Shout out to, I always like to shout out to our people to support us. Rich and Lynn and Bonnie and Sue, Greg.
Bonnie right there. She likes the hat. Thank you, Bonnie. Nice.
Kim. All the crew out there, you know, Greg and everybody, whoever's watching, much appreciated.
Yeah.
Also, quick shout out to my boy, and not to get too deep, my boy Mikey Cusack, I think he watches him and his wife. Shout out to them. Anybody want to send some thoughts and prayers out there? Out their way, greatly appreciated. So much love, peeps. I know you watched our show. I seen them today. So good vibes out to y'all. So how's your beer? You can give me a little rundown on it.
A lot of Galaxy, man. You know what I mean? It's yacht juice with Galaxy. And I will say, this is probably my favorite yacht juice I've had yet, man. Like I do like the Mosaic one because I'm a Mosaic whore. I love Mosaic hops, dude. But this is pretty good, man. And it gives a nice round feel. And it gives it like a yacht juice is usually a mellow beer, but the Galaxy gives it that nice little hoppy kickness to it that you want. You know, it's good. Oh, I was at 2SP not too long ago. And
That's
real yeah, it's real close. I didn't know how close that was, man. Right over to Commodore Barry Bridge there in Chester. And I like the 2SP Wawa coffee beers and such. Yeah. You know, they're pretty good. It's my first time being there. And they got some really good traditional style beers, man. I had a nice Dunkel. Banging, dude. Awesome Dunkel. I had a nice red IPA, which, you know, you don't see red beers too much. And, dude, it was
awesome. Do you have an EFB on tap by any chance?
No, I didn't see that.
I'm a big fan, and you almost never see it. It's not often.
Right. But, dude, they had a good stout. Like, just good basic beers, nice. Man. The people there were nice, too, man. So,
shout out spot. To 2SP. Yeah,
2SP. On the way back, I hit up a little local spot, Colonial Cafe.
Nice.
Which is always a good spot. Dude, that's the hidden gem. Yeah, I don't really put it out there too much.
It really is. Shout out to George and his crew over there.
I'll see people on Facebook be like, hey, you know, I really like the Mile or Crib Ribs. Is there another place around in the area? I don't say a word, man.
You know what I love too?
Colonial Cafe. It's great.
Colonial Cafe, great spot, great beer. George, the owner, George Diminger, great people. Always a cool spot. And you know what I love too? They sell them on their shirts. Their slogan is never voted the best of anything since like 1930. Dude, that's so awesome, dude. I love that.
Dude, the food was great. We had a mango habanero wings, pepper jack cheese bites, mac and cheese bites, and fried pickles, man. It was just great bar food.
Great spot.
So good, dude. And it wasn't too many people there, man. Usually, you know, it gets a good amount of people, but later in the night, it got pretty packed.
Well, if that was closer to me, you know, the time, you know, I don't go out a ton anymore, but if I went, I would go there quite a bit. They're draftless and their cans were great.
Oh, they had a really good Bolero stout, and then it had a, I want to say like a Cane Pale Ale, and they're just great Jersey beers. They always bring in good Jersey beer.
And there's like a liquor store too in there where they also sell like good cans and shit.
Yeah, that packaged goods, man. You can walk out with a 4-pack or whatever.
That is a superstar, phenomenal fucking spot. Hidden gem in Jersey. If you're ever in South Jersey, check out, you know, Colonial Cafe. Fucking awesome joint.
And if South Philly, man, I've been hearing a lot more good things about that humble parlor.
Good dude, little. You told me about it. Didn't you go there?
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome beers, dude. And for that South Philly, there's not really too big of a like IPA presence. Like, what's it? ARS is pretty good.
About ARS. Have you been there?
Yeah, they're good. And then you have St. Owners from Tired Hands is good, man. But Humble Pollard, so good, dude. Great brewery, man. Bless you, bud.
No, it was a cough, man. I'm trying to get. I've had it for like 2 weeks now. This fucking thing. So. Anywho, but like I said, it could also be the sativa. I mean, who the fuck knows at this point? I don't know if you can tell how smoky it is in this garage, but
It looks such a bit.
Well, I mean, I can smell it when I'm breathing. I'm like, damn, I get a fan out in this motherfucker.
Well, let's hop into some sports. We'll go to the Flyers.
I'm listening. Go ahead, keep going.
Dude, what a fighting team, man. Like, young, good, talented team. It's a shame they lost tonight, but they were doing pretty good like before tonight's game. I think they won like 3 in a row or something.
No, that tonight was their 4th straight loss.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shoot. They were doing good not too long ago. Oh, God.
Well, yeah, you're right. Here's the thing. Tonight was their 4th straight loss in regulation. But with that being said, they're still 3rd in the division, 6th in the conference. Okay. You know, yeah, we lost 4 in a row. I think what it was, I think they were playing a little over their head. They're coming back down, but they're still there. They're still in the in the mix, in the fight. So I think they'll be fine.
Well, I heard that Carter Hart. You all right?
Yeah, I just spilled my fucking beer a little bit.
Ah, it's the worst.
I know, and I don't have no fucking napkins or paper towels out here. So Carter Hart got excused from the team, him and like 4 or 5 other guys from the Canadian junior team from an incident in 2018 that possibly involved a sexual assault. So hopefully he's not part of it. Fingers crossed. I hope he's not.
Yeah.
None of that shit happened. So we'll see. So good luck and Godspeed on both sides. But that's crazy, not something, man. I want to even focus on, because I don't like bringing attention to any of that kind of negative shit. I hope it's not true for his sake. I really do.
Yeah. I hope the team still keeps going though, and you know how to do well without him. Steve, we can hop into some Phillies. Reese Hoskins.
I'm trying to put my radio on. Hold on, Dad. I'm listening.
All right. Reese Hoskins got picked up by Milwaukee? The Brewers. It's a shame to see him leave. Yeah, he's been a big part of this team.
We knew it was coming.
Yeah. It's it still sucks. You know what I mean? Sure. He's a good part of this team.
Absolutely. Good
morale booster. And good on the bats, man. He was good hitter.
Yeah, no doubt.
So that's going to be a bit rough. But I guess we kind of already prepared for it last year because of his injury. We had to, you know, adapt without him. And we managed. We're having Brycey at first base and stuff like that.
Brycey played a good first base.
Yeah, he did good, man. He's an athlete, dude. He could do freaking great anything. Put him on fucking figure icing, and I'm sure it'd be like great fucking day on that too, man. Fucking
probably.
Dude's in a piece, man. But yeah, it's gonna be all right, I think. We already pretty much prepared for it. I think that's not gonna be too much of an issue.
Yeah, and listen, I think we're basically just gonna run it back, and people are like, yeah. Listen, this is a team that two seasons ago was in the World Series, and last season was two Craig Kimbrell blown saves away from another World Series. They're going to be fine. You know, I think they're hungry, and I think it's still going to be a team that's contending at the end.
All right. Any other Phillies topics we have going on, or is that pretty much it?
Definitely. We got a ton of shit.
Oh, well, the catchers and pitchers are probably going to report end of February, I think it is.
You got about 3 weeks or so. We're about 3 weeks away. So I'm excited for that. Who knows? And Dave Dombrowski might surprise us, and you might see a out of nowhere late signing. So we'll see. I'm excited. I think they're going to, I do feel like they're going to have another good run. They still have the pieces and good management, good front office. I know we went through the Flyers, Sixers. Oh, real quick. Hey, did you watch the game the other night where Embiid dropped fucking 70 points?
Yeah, we didn't hop on the Sixers yet, but yeah, 70 points, man. That's fucking awesome.
Oh my gosh, that was a great – and here's the funny part. Before that game, it was the first time he was playing against Wembanyama. So I wanted to document it. So I recorded the game, not knowing it was going to go down as one of the most classic. I'm so glad I fucking recorded it.
Yeah, so, man. And then that's something, you know what I mean? Like, here's this hot shit rookie, and then the senior guy,
he's
man.
He's good, too, though. 70,
oh, yeah, he is good. Well, Christ, he's friggin' tall, man. He's huge. But to have Embiid drop 70 points, man, that's just fucking
all-time dang, Sixers record. Awesome. All-time Sixers record. 18 years ago to the day that Kobe dropped 81.
Right. Yeah.
Just
a sack, too, man, because – he got the 70 points, which was 2 points higher than the 68, and he's like, that's it, man, I'm done. You know what I mean? Let somebody else come over and break my record now. You know what I mean? He could have put up another 2 points or something, you know what I mean? But
well, Nick Nurse took him out. He didn't opt out. I would have liked to see him score more. I would have liked to see him reach the 81 and tie Kobe on that date. That would have been amazing. That would have been such a story. I say, why stop? Just keep scoring. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. But he got 70, man. And it's a Sixers all time record. I hope Sixers fans, I hope you guys realize how lucky we are to be watching the greatness that it's when all said and done, he's going to go down as best center of all time and the best 76er of all time. We are lucky and blessed to be able to be watching this guy's career. This guy is fucking special.
This team's really good too, and they got a lot of good talent on the bench. And you know, there's been talks of like, oh, we should trade Embiid. You know, why is worth something?
Listen, Peter, nobody's saying that, and anybody that's saying that is just some nitwit on in his mom's basement on his fucking computer. Trust me, nobody's trading Embiid. Nobody's talking about trading Embiid. The front office has zero consideration.
Yeah,
nope. So I'm not hearing that shit. I mean, I'm hearing trade deadline talks. And here's my thing. This seems pretty good. I wouldn't tinker too the fuck much with it. This is a good – you got a good bench. You got a good – you know, a lot of good role players. I say run it. You know, run it with this. If you want to make a minor tweak here and there, maybe get another three-point shooter, that you know, something like that, that's fine. But don't fuck with it too much.
Right. Yeah, you hear it on the radio a lot, man, and it's just so stupid. You know what I mean? Don't mess with it. Yeah, he's doing fucking great. Yeah, we've been almost every year, man. And we have it. It's just been fucking great. You know, you can't ask for more talented team. Would it be nice to get past the second round? Yes, of course it would be. But
well, I mean that's the goal this year. I mean that's what we haven't gotten by it. That's the goal this year. And listen, what do I always say? There's two things they got to do. They got to get through the second round, and they got to beat the Celtics too. And they'll probably beat the Celtics. Yeah. They play in the second round again. So eye on the prize, and Nick Nurse, I think, is the coach to do it. And speaking of coaches, real quick, did you see them fucking in Milwaukee fire their coach and hire Doc Rivers?
Yeah, what was that about?
Dude, they had the second best record in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, they're always in the fucking playoffs. I didn't.
What was that all about?
Man. But yeah, that's gonna be crazy playing against Doc Rivers, man.
I'm not worried about Jesus that, dude.
Fucking crazy.
Nick Nurse is a 10 times better coach than Doc Rivers. I mean, we saw it here. He was with the Raptors and they beat us a long way. He outcoached the shit out. I don't know. I love Doc. I'm a Doc Rivers guy, but
yeah,
I don't know. Guy. I don't understand that move a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't do nothing here, man. He was just pretty much let the players play. He did not, interject like any kind of like advice. Be like, we need to move this around or that around. He was not that type of coach.
I don't know if it's rumor or if it's true. Did Ben Simmons get sent down to the G League?
Oh, I didn't hear anything about that.
I read a little snippet earlier. I don't know if it's like a rumor article or if it was real. And I'm like, no way.
No way.
You didn't hear? All right. I didn't know if you heard anything about it.
I know, like, New York wasn't too happy with him, but I mean, that's pretty fucking bad.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's true or not. I really don't, so I don't want to be on here like reporting like Adrian Wojnarowski or anything. But
they could have got some trade value or something.
Probably. It's got to be a bullshit rumor. It's got to be. There's no way. Because you're right. There's somebody just on just an experiment alone would try to pick them up.
Oh.
So yeah.
Yeah,
Sixers are 6-4 in their last 10, still hanging around in the third spot in the conference, second in the division.
I was surprised to see TJ McConnell still playing, man.
Like, why? That TJ's a good player.
He's a hustler, man. He was hustling out there.
He was like that when he was here.
Yeah, he's a good player.
He'll be around for another 8 years in this league.
Yeah, he looked like he put a little bustle on him too, man.
That kid that developed himself, man. A testament, and he was part of the process. Everybody's like the process, but TJ McConnell was part of it, and he's a good player. Yeah, but a few good players came out of that. Yeah. Robert Covington, we got him now back.
Right. Yeah, that's something. Oh man.
Oh, I can't believe I spilled half my fucking beer on my damn mini coffee table here. And I'm like, fuck. I don't have a towel or nothing. I'm like, dang it.
Yeah, I always bring like a napkin or two out of my desk just in case something happens, man.
I went to get up and lean over and turn the fucking radio on, and my foot hit the bottom of the table, and it was like slow motion. It was like, no. Fuck.
You get any good beers on tap at the bar lately?
Yes, the one you're drinking right now. I just brought a keg in. I didn't tap it yet. I just tapped today. It was a collab between Brick City and, do you know the Seed down in Atlantic City?
Dude, banging.
You're right. So they did a collab. So I just tapped today a collab between those two. It's called You Have My Sword.
Yeah, it's a good one, man.
I got the newest batch of Powder Days from Tone Wood, which is a phenomenal beer.
Yeah.
I got fucking, what do you call them? Dude, believe it or not, it's a really, I don't like sours, but I got one called Sex in the Woods from Neck in the Woods. And it's fucking banging. It's a playoff of the mixed drink Sex in the Woods.
Neck in the Woods does really good sours, yeah, man.
They do. They're good brewery.
Yeah. Going back to Brick City, I just, had a stout from not too long ago, which really good. It was a Vietnamese coffee stout.
Nice. Num Num. Was it?
Num Num. N-O-M.
Were you all right?
Yeah. It's what it's called.
No, it's called. You look like you're choked up there for a minute.
No, I was burping. Sorry.
Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to call you out. Sorry. I was like, is he choking?
No, yeah. But it was good.
That's cool. Yeah. Hold on. Who'd you say makes it?
Brick City.
Okay, and what's the ABV like? So it's a Vietnamese coffee stout?
Yeah, I think it's like 10%.
Oh, like shit.
9 or 10. Yeah.
Nice.
You ever have the Speedway stout, the Vietnamese?
Oh, of course. Al Smith?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
all the variants. Yeah. So remember, we used to, dude, or we, listen, me and you were the kid. We were some of the kids of crap, of fucking craft beers. You know what I mean? Damn right I've been that.
Yeah. Fucking my buddy Al's already talking about going up to Treehouse again. Nice. He was just up there like last month, man. Dude goes every month.
He's going to try. And he should. And he should. That's a good thing to keep that good beer fucking flowing around here.
Yeah, he's going to try to hit up Fidens too.
Nice. So, nice. Yeah, that's another great one.
He's going to the one in Deer Park, the Tyree
Andrew. Treehouse? Deerfield
or whatever? Okay. Yeah, Deerfield. That's it.
That's cool.
He likes to go all around, man. That's his thing, dude.
Dude, he's one of the, he's like us, man. He's one of the fucking gangsters, the OGs in the fucking craft beer game.
He's a diehard, man. Like he does. He is.
Listen, man, I love following Alan on Tap Moon. That kid's got my attention. Got my attention. I'm not saying this boastfully, but it takes a lot to get my attention. I go to the mountaintop. You know what I mean? That's my fucking spot. And Al's one of the ones I follow close to. That's the dude, man. He does too. Yeah. He's right up there. Listen, we've climbed to the mountaintop. So, and if the IPAs or the stouts we're drinking is going to get better, we're going to be right there with it.
Oh man, well I guess we maybe hop into some Eagles talk or
I need to get another beer because I spilled a quarter of my fucking beer on my table, so I'm gonna grab another brew.
All right, let's see what's in.
What's in your
fridge? The fridge is unusually bare right now.
Oh, really?
It's pretty bare, dude. But look, I do have a 12-pack of Heineken Light.
Oh, that's not bare at all, you son of a bitch. There's a lot of stuff in there.
Well, some stuff, I guess. But I have Heineken Light.
Yeah.
So that's... next level.
Was that a Dogfish up top there, or was that a Weyerbacher or some kind of like
back to it. I got a bunch of beers I'm aging. Yeah, I got a ton of different years of 120 and some worldwide stouts. And
did you hear that other half did like a bunch of different clones for their 10-year anniversary?
Yes, and my buddy offered me a mixed 8-pack of it today for $60, and I should have fucking done it.
Dude, I heard it was really good. They did a Dogfish ones.
Like a Freaky Friday with that.
Yeah.
But it looks like 60 minute.
Right. But I heard like at the tasting room, Dan, it was expensive. It was like $9 a glass or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
Because my buddy was offering me the mixed 8 of the 10 anniversary collab for like $60. And I should have taken it. If I didn't think I would have gotten in trouble, I'd have jumped on it.
Yeah. Jeff's brother-in-law, Dom. He's always traveling around Philly drinking beers and such. And he said, man, yeah, I'm paying $9 for a Dogfish 60 minute. I was like, yeah, dude, that's rough, dude. Nice. He's like, yeah, I mean, it is a clone from other hand, but it is still pretty much the same beer. Yeah, you know?
They did collabs with like 8 or 10 different breweries on that. You had like San Andreas, like a whole lot of a lot of fun stuff.
It was pretty neat.
Well, and they were part of the pioneers with that. Other half has always been about let's brew with other people and do collabs. They started it, and they brewed with everybody.
Yeah, I remember standing in line when they did a collab with Monkish way back when, you know what I mean? They were the first to do that collaboration and stuff because you couldn't get the West Coast good beers, you know what I mean, unless they came over here and did a collaboration with brewers over here. So, I mean, yeah, in that concept, yeah, they were pretty much pioneers in that sense.
This has an interesting smell, an interesting nose to it. And listen, I'm going to say this, but I'm not saying it in a bad way. So people are going to be like watching, thinking I'm insulting. I'm not. When I say this, I'm smelling it. I'm almost getting like a sweet dish soap kind of smell. I'm not saying that in a bad way, but I'm almost getting dish soap from it. Like you would wash your. But kind of grassy too. So if you can imagine where if you can use your palate or nose memory, it's almost like a slight dish soap smell to it. Not a bad thing. But this is a collab between Brick City and fucking Twin Elephant.
Oh, Twin Elephant's good.
Both New Jersey breweries. Boom.
Oh, that's cool.
Gathering Clouds. It's called fucking Doppelbanger Gathering Clouds. Collab between Brick City and fucking Twin Elephant. What's your second one?
I haven't popped it yet. I just got done this one, but Heavy Real.
Nice. You are Heavy Real's number one supporter, dude. I gotta get you a fucking t-shirt.
Yeah. 9% or two, man.
Nice.
You know, it's got the sun up. It's got the sun label. It was like, give me happy thoughts of like when the winter's going to be over. I was like, yes, I'm going to pick this up and drink this, you know? Nice little 9%er.
Word up, dude.
So let's see what we're working with here.
What do you got? What's the Santa can? Does it say like the hop base they're using?
It's not too much lettering on here. Let's see.
Yeah, some breweries do, but some don't.
All Citra hop. Nice. New England double IPA. So it's all Citra.
That's like a fucking beautiful medley to my ears when I hear those fucking words. All Citra hop, double dry hop, double IPA. That's my order at McDonald's if it was a beer store. I fucking, yes.
Oh, man.
All Citra hop, double dry hop, double IPA, please. King size it. He pulled it out of the fucking pickup window.
So how's the Brick City? How's it?
I didn't try it yet. Did you try that?
No, I got a little bit of a head on this one.
Yeah, look at that fucking thing, dude. I'm trying this thing. That bitch dude. Won't fucking lay down. Look at that. That's it a looks finger good, and a half man. Head still, and I poured it fucking 3 minutes ago. But not that's a bad thing. It's retained. It's got body. It's got character. But also, I don't want a fucking milk mustache when I'm drinking fucking craft beer. Yeah. I'm not nine years old.
Yeah.
So, I'll get over to my beer mate. Hey, listen, we buried the lead.
What's up?
We buried the lead. We didn't even jump on the Eagles yet.
Right. Yeah. We still have that to talk about. We got through the Sixers and the Phillies and the Flyers. So, I mean,
how's your union doing?
They're not playing yet right now. I think they don't play till. Yeah, for a few more months, like March, I think they picked back up.
Who do you like to? Was it that Chelsea?
Yeah, I mean, soccer right now is kind of dead. I don't think there's much going on. There are a lot of different other leagues picked up.
That's different.
There's Italian league and German league and stuff like that. I don't know.
Wow, that's different. I'm going to see. I wonder if these flavors are going to change a little bit throughout the beer. That's good. That's different. That's unique. Brick City and Twin Elephant. Shout out to my buddy Alvin, who big in the craft beer world. Alvin C. He's my rep for Brick City now, and he brought me this in today. And he told me, he's like, this might be as good, if not better, than the fucking Brick City, the seed collaboration you just tapped today. I said, well, I'll text you back tomorrow then and let you know, because I got to test out. I had the Brick City collab earlier today with the seed. Yeah, I'm having this one now. It's weird. It's a unique flavor. It's which very unique.
Now, I was gonna say, dude, I never seen that beer on the shelf. Because I follow Brick City pretty well.
Yeah,
I always try to pick up anything new from them. I would say like heavy. If it says Heavy Real or Brick City on it, and I haven't had it yet, I'm picking it up.
Yeah, word up.
They're two good breweries, man.
Amen. Shout out to Brick City. Shout out to fucking Heavy Real. Alvin, shout out. Good looking out. Hooking me up with the beard. Number one, we were talking about us. That dude's a true legend in the craft beer world, too. I know him going all the way back, from the early days. One of my first craft beer buddies. That dude is one of the fucking the big ups in the craft beer world, too. So just like us. And Al and a few of my other cats.
Nice.
Billy Decay, Bon.
Yeah, it's nice to network because you never know what people.
Okay, right? Why not? It's one big fraternity / sorority, man. The craft beer world is awesome.
And I will say, it's pretty cool to hang out with people with different palates because,
yes.
I'm not big a traditional style guy, but my buddy Jeff, he's huge in the traditional
style. Shout out to Jeff. That dude loves his lagers, dude. Yeah.
Awesome bless. Guy too. He texts me. I was like Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. He's like, "Yeah, you want to go to SP?" I was like, "You damn right, I do." So nice. it was just that simple. In my mindset, I'm
about the craft beer world.
in my mindset, I'm like, yeah, I had a couple of stouts. They're all right, but nothing too, you know, too good that I would, yeah, like, you know, talk about. Man, I had that Dunkel. I was like, damn, this was like the best damn Dunkel I've ever had.
What's the ABV like on that Dunkel?
It wasn't much. It was like five and a half, four. Yeah. But I've drank at like a lot of German places and such, you know, Brauhaus-Schmitz.
Love Brauhaus-Schmitz.
And Dunkels and what's the Dunkel Weiss? Like, yeah. I like that darker lager, or I like it like the with the Hefeweizen. It's a nice little blend. But
I mean, so you know me, I'd like to take the credit for getting you into the craft beer world, but you know me, so I love IPAs, and that's always been our thing, going all the way back to the Hetty Topper days, then the Pliny days, or whatever, and the Stone and Joy. But I'll say this, I do love my IPAs, I do. But man, I love fucking traditional styles. I love getting outside my own box that I've created. I love drinking fucking German beers and Czech beers and fucking just stuff that isn't IPA. It's like I was telling you earlier, I love a good ESB, an English style bitter. It's just like a fucking great pub ale. It's something, if you're going to go and watch three football games today, I'm going to drink an ESB, a nice 4.5% to 5%, nice pub ale, mild bitter hops, nice malt character backbone to mix with it. They dance so well, smooth, just easy drinking.
Right. You definitely got me into like the U.S. craft beer world. But I traveled up and down the Pacific, and man, I drank a lot of different beers in Japan, Australia, and everywhere. And the traditional style, I moved away from that. Yeah, I'm a big IPA guy because, man, me, you, and even my brother, I got him into it.
Rob's been in the game like, for a long time with us, man.
He's IPA or bust, fucking ninja. Dude.
He's out in the shadows just drinking really good beers, but he's never boasting about or bragging. Yeah. But I see him, he's just drinking really good beers all the time.
Well, look, you put it in a good way. You're like, it's this box that we made are for ourselves. You know what I mean? Like, but when you get back into it, you're like, yeah, dude, you got to respect this process. This is fucking good beer, man.
And there's so much to respect about the beer world. There's so many layers. You know, it's cool to talk about, you know, it's cool to fucking drink. It's cool to read about. It's just, it's a great, you know, sorority/fraternity for all us people in the craft beer world. It's awesome, man. I love it. And I'm glad I found it.
New Zealand hops and everything's so good. But then you get this beer and it's just like all citra and oats. Like you cannot go wrong. You cannot go wrong with this damn beer.
That's the chocolate chip cookie recipe. That's the one, like, the go-to that'll last for a million years because it's just a perfect recipe. Yes, citra and double dry hopped. Probably got some flaked oats in there.
That's a nice body. The head's fucking flirting, man. It's
fucking thing. Look at the head on retention on that fucking thing.
Yeah. That looks like a nice beer, man.
It is. And actually, Dieter, like I said, the flavor started to change, or maybe my palate started picking up more of the flavors as it warmed up a little bit, the beer.
Right.
And that's a good beer. And I think Alvin might be right, dude. The kid knows this fucking shit. I think it's a little better than the one I had with Brick City doing with the seed earlier. It's not a down to them. That was still a really good beer. But I think this might be better.
Yeah, I do like that beer, man. That's a good collaboration, man. And I've heard a lot of good things from the scene. They're out of like Atlantic City, I think, right?
Yeah. Two Stockton kids that I think, you know, ended up just dating. And then I think they both worked at Tuckahoe Brewing for a while and then kind of branched out into their own thing. And shout out to Amanda and Sean. You guys are doing great things. You guys are the craft beer American dream. I mean, keep up the great work, man. Them people are mad respect, Joe.
Oh, that's pretty cool that they came from Tuckahoe. I didn't know that. That's pretty neat. It's a shame that they closed up, man.
I was there on their last day. Did you see? Check out Rick Beerman at Rick's Beer Adventures. I was there on Tuckahoe's last day, and it was a sad thing, man. I always like Tuckahoe, man. It's a good brewery.
Yeah, I think you're going to see more and more of that. Like, it's going to be hard.
I agree, and it's sad, but I'll tell you this. You also see more and more open. I think it's becoming a thing of – Your beer's got to represent. If you're making good beer, you'll stay alive, and if you're not, it'll catch up to you. And the ones that make consistently really good beer are still around. They're still flourishing. You know, look at the Tonewoods and the Canes. They came around around the same time, and I think Cane was a little before. But I mean, the ones that make good beer stick around. Yeah. Good beer sells itself.
Well, right. And like my friends, dude, Al and Jeff, big in beer world. Once they get that Instagram that Trude's putting out a beer on Friday, bam, locked in. Locked in, dude. If they can get it, they're getting it. You know what I mean? It's so insane.
Let me ask you, because I don't follow Trude like you guys do. Okay. Do they tell you the day before they're going to release it?
No, man. Dude,
they tell you like an hour before.
That day, yeah. They'll say like, and it's sold out. Like what they do, you have to buy it online, so sells out.
You can't even go and buy it anymore.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah, come on.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I shout out to Trent. I've only had a few of your things, but that's just craziness.
It's pretty damn good stuff.
I believe it must be.
Yeah. They do it like a Thursday or a Friday afternoon. They'll put on Instagram a picture of the beer. They give the description, and it'll be like, hey. You know, you can purchase here, and then you can pick it up later in the day, right? It sells out in 15 minutes, and then you have to go and pick it up that day. If you don't pick it up that day, you're screwed.
It's fucking nuts, I don't have the energy for that shit. I'm sorry. I do, but I don't, and I won't, and I shan't. But no. It sounds like a really good beer, but fuck all that noise, man. I'm not doing all that to get beer,
We're in this like little group text, you know what I mean? And so we post it up in the group text and be like, oh man, Drew's got new beer. And they're like,
speaking of this Trune, like this mythical level beer, have you heard of Willow Park out of Bethlehem? Yes, oh my god. Good, man. Have you seen their shit and the ratings on that? Oh my god, I think it's almost like a Trune type thing. I think it's a guy that brews out of his fucking garage and just like, hey, I'm putting it out now, and it's just so fucking next level. Well, that's the kind of world, that's the life I want to live. I want to be doing that shit. Brewing fucking amazing beer just in your garage.
I think
garage.
He started like saw with his friends or something like that or whatever. Yeah. But it's the same thing with that dude that does, what's it, fried ice cream or something like that?
Flying fish? Oh, you talking about deep fried beers?
Yeah, deep fried beers.
I've had deep fried beers. Their shit is they're good. The shit I have, but I won't do anything crazy to get them. They're good, but they were probably like a 4.3, 5.4, 4 rating.
Oh, okay.
They were good. Yeah, listen, they were good. They were good. I liked what I had.
I mean, well, that's what you hear once in a while. You hear like these little blips of like, oh, you gotta check this out. You know what I mean? And
have you ever had anything yet from Noble Savage?
Get
a hold of their shit. I think they're around Long Island-ish, or maybe Brooklyn, somewhere up in fucking New York. They're putting out some really good shit, man. Like really fucking good. I mean, 4 or 5 level shit consistently.
Well, and see, when you're opening up a brewery, that's what you want. You want to be like, wow, I can't wait for this brewery to open up to make good fucking beers.
Yeah,
you can't be like, well. Hey, I brewed at my house for a few days, and I'm gonna start up a brewery or something. You know what I mean? Like,
if I could brew beer that good at my house, that's all I would do. I wouldn't even sell it. I just the guy who the head brewer at Trune and some of these other joints, man. If I could brew like y'all, I would not be buying craft beer. I'd brew it here and I'd drink it here.
That's like my buddy John. John does all these contests and wins all these contests and shit. And he's always out like, hey, dude, you got so many people. I ask him, where's your brewery at? This, that. I ain't going to do that shit. That's too much work. I'm like, okay.
He's right, though. He's right. Listen, it becomes your life, man.
Yeah.
You know?
He makes good beer, man.
In the brewery, becoming a brewer, I mean, it's like, that's it. Right,
he's got a good job. He's got a family,
right?
And he does this on the side.
And he still brews really good beer without having all the stress, you know.
Yeah, like every like Friday during the summertime, he's got a party at his house. It's a block party and stuff. Like he's got it going on pretty good, dude.
No, shout out to John. Good people over there, man. Keep John, yeah. Keep brewing them great beers, dude.
Damn.
Oh, as I'm telling you, all that coughing so from all the fucking planes dosing us every day. You see them striping the sky every day. You're like, dang it. Here they go. Here comes something else. They're dumping on us.
Man, I got my ass kicked when it snowed, man. I was shoveling and everything. The next day, dude, I was fucking beat, dude.
Oh, you telling me? I do my driveway and both my elderly neighbors next door and then across the street from me. So my lower back on the right side was sore than a motherfucker for like fucking 8 days, man, or whatever the second day of the snow.
Yeah, I got a cold, man. I was sick for like a good week, man.
It's that time of year. It's when they fuck us up. They dump all the shit on us.
And that was the same week that the Eagles lost, so that didn't help at all. You know what I mean?
No, it didn't, like, Peter.
Here's a kick in the nuts, and here's another kick in the nuts. There you go, man. It's like a double whammy.
Well, I'll say this, though. I don't like shoveling snow. In fact, I fucking loathe it. But I do love the snow, man. I'm still a big kid at heart. I go sledding. I'm having a snowball. I love the snow. And I'll take it over the rain 10 times out of 10.
It's
raining out. Well, that fucking sucks. But someone's like, hey, it's snowing. Like, oh, cool.
When I was a kid, I used to love it. My dad used to love it.
I'm a big kid. And aging is inevitable, but growing up's a choice. I'm not jumping on that train. I'm not growing up.
My dad used to have a snowmobile, man. I remember being a kid, dude, driving on the snowmobile with my dad. We had a fucking blast, dude.
You remember how much snow we used to get back then, too?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot.
Do you remember that? Like, you would get literally a 5-month winter with like 15, 16 snowstorms, maybe 20 a year. Yeah. Remember in over in Pine Hill, or I think it was Pine Hill, they had the ski slope?
I remember that, but I know everybody was getting sledding and shit, dude. Everybody
got it. We used to get so much snow that there used to be like a small type ski slope thing. I think it was Pine Hill. But now they destroyed our ozone layer and heated up our atmosphere that we get like maybe one or two a year, if that. You fuckers. Stop fucking our planet up. We're pissed
off. My dad and his buddies would drive the truck around with a tube behind it. Yeah, dude.
You grabbed the bumper of the car and hold on down the street. I loved it. That was the best. Yeah. You can't do it anymore. You know why? Because we don't get enough snow.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, dude. I hate fucking shoveling snow, and I hate being out there, dude. It's like instant getting sick.
I
hate shoveling
it, but I don't mind being in it. I love the snow.
Oh, man. Anytime I'm out there now, it's like you're getting sick. That's it, man. You're wet and cold.
That's what makes you sick. Yeah.
Dude, that's it, man. Done deal.
Oh, dude, you're like an episode of Larry David, dude. love it. Listen, though, we got to get to this, brother. We put off long enough. I know me and you are on different sides of the fence with the Nick Sirianni thing. I'll let you go. You tell me how you feel and where you're at and why you're feeling the way you are about this whole Eagles end of the season and the coaching staff situation.
All right. So we had Nick Sirianni come into the Eagles team being an offensive type style coach, right? Receiver coach, quarterback coach. That's pretty much who he was coming into the Eagles team, right? That's his main thing. Well, I feel like at the end of the year, Hurts, A.J. Brown, anybody that was part of that collective quarterback or receiver, I feel like he lost that locker room. You know what I mean? It was not there. There was, I don't know about aggressiveness, but there was definitely disappointment. And so now you're going to say, okay, he's not going to be part of the, he's not going to lead the offense coaching, which was his thing. Yeah, I mean, that offense coaching was his shit. He's not going to do that. He's going to be a head coach, and he's going to hire a coordinator for offense and defense, and he's going to look over all of it. Well, you have that background in defensive coaching. So what are you looking over there? You know what I mean? Like, I know I see both sides of it. Yeah, I mean, he's got us to the playoffs. He's got us to the playoffs, got through the Super Bowl. I get that. But I feel like after the fucking collapse of last year, whoever should have been backing him up was not backing him up at the end of that.
Can I ask you something? Okay. Tell me blunt, a yes or no answer.
All right.
Do you wish they would have fired Sirianni at the end of the year? Yes or no?
Yes. After hearing him talk, yeah, man, I want him gone. It's not going to happen.
So, but you do want him fired for the record?
Yeah, I'm good with him fired. Yeah, totally good with it.
Can I go? Am I up?
Yeah, go ahead. All right.
So I'm going to say this, okay, to a few of your points, and not your points too, but also what I'm listening on the fucking WIP and the Fanatic. I listen to you guys. We're part of you. Whether you like it or not, we're part of the fucking media. We're fucking in there. Hey, listen. People are burying this fucking guy. Burying his ass. Are you kidding me? Burying Nick Sirianni. I am almost fucking flabbergasted by this fucking kind of fucking talk. And you know what? Seriously, not just you, but all these Eagles fans, you're going to talk about firing this fucking guy? Let me ask something. Real quick, before I even go into my – because this is going to be one of the Rick rants of all time. Of all time. So get ready to Rick rant button because it's going to be 96 times. Real quick, let me ask something. The precedence you would set by firing Nick Sirianni. Let me ask something. Say the next guy you brought in when you fired him. Let's say he never knew about the NFL. He's just coming in for a job. And he would say, hey, the guy you're replacing me for, why are you replacing him? And the owners would be like, well, he came in for 3 seasons. And in those 3 seasons, he made the playoffs all 3 years, went to a Super Bowl, and won 11 games. And the guy would be like, and he got fired? I don't want the fucking job. The precedence you set by firing a guy after that? The precedence you set by firing a guy after that? Are you kidding me? What's the next guy going to do? What's he got to come in and win 4 straight Super Bowls?
All right.
Why? And Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni, hold on. I'm not done. I'm not done.
I got to counter this, man, because I got 2 good points to counter this. But go ahead.
Really? What's your qualifications after firing a guy that made the playoffs,
went to the
Super Bowl, and won 11 games, went to the playoffs again?
Doug Peterson won us a Super Bowl. Doug Peterson won us a Super Bowl. He got fired.
Listen, that's not the Super Bowl. Hold on. You're taking
on different points. Rivers
went to the playoffs. I didn't want
Doug fired. Doc Rivers went to the playoffs.
I didn't want Doug fired. I never thought president, Doug should have been fired.
That president, that's got nothing to do
with the conversation we're having now. That's not the conversation we're having now. I didn't want Doug fired either. But right now we're on Nick Sirianni.
You're saying in Philadelphia, this is setting a precedence. No, it's not. This is already here, man.
Actually, I think it sets a precedence in the NFL of all time. I'm looking up when we hang up.
Listen, the dude was hired for offensive
3 straight years, made the playoffs all 3 years, and went to a Super Bowl and been fired after that. I bet you it's never happened in the history of the NFL ever. You're telling me it doesn't set precedence? That's the definition of precedence. Are you kidding me?
Doug Peterson won us the first Super Bowl.
I'm not talking about Doug Peterson. I like Doug Peterson. I wish they never fired him. This is not that. You're trying to blend fucking colors. Listen, that was the old regime. He's not here anymore. You want to bring up Chip Kelly too, or Ray Rhodes or Andy? Listen, now, this guy made the playoffs in all 3 years he was here, and one of them years he went to the fucking Super Bowl. I'm not talking about Doug. This has nothing to do with Doug. I love Doug. I wish he was still the coach. But my thing is, this guy went to the playoffs 3 straight years, went to a fucking Super Bowl in his second fucking year. And people are talking about firing this guy? Are you kidding me? This is the Rick rant. Because I'm flabbergasted by this. Loyalty in this fucking city has gotten so fucking thin. I can't believe it. Last year, we're cheering the guy on. We love that he's going in the stands, high-fiving. He was going to kick the dude's ass in Haddonfield on the tennis court because he was wearing a Giants. We're like, we love Nick. He's one of us. He gets it. And how quickly you guys
disappointed has Brown
been? The loyalty is gone in this city. Everybody's turned into a fucking Karen. No, I want it hot. but not that hot. What the fuck do you want?
There's two people. Went
3 straight years to the playoffs and went to the Super Bowl in his second year. So we had a bad 6-game stretch. Shit, are you kidding me? Dude. What's the level we're setting here?
The worst fucking implosion ever. The worst fucking collapse.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. 10-1. How about Rich Kotite in 94 when he started 7-2 and then lost every game for the rest of the year?
10-1.
How about when Chip Kelly was 9-3 and had a 92% chance to make the playoffs in 2015 and then missed the playoffs in the last three games? Are you kidding me? This is not close to the biggest implosion. The guy had a bad 6-game stretch. Do you want to put any on the players? Or is it just Nick? Is Nick out there missing tackles and making business decisions?
The only people that had his back at the end of the season were linemen, offensive linemen, and a defensive line.
AJ Brown.
What did he say?
He said, remember the play we changed in Seattle at the end of the game? He said, that was me and Jalen. Nick took the fall for us. He jumped on the grenade for us and said he was hoping to force a fourth down. So he went to bat for Nick. Listen, Dieter, Nick's a good coach. He don't call the plays. He never did. After year one, when he started 2-5, he said, I'm not doing a good job. I got to hand it over to Shane Steichen. So he delegated like a leader does, and Shane Steichen did a great job. Nick delegates. Do you think Mike Tomlin calls plays in Pittsburgh? Do you think John Harbaugh in Baltimore calls plays? There's four teams right now left in the playoffs. Do you know how many head coaches call plays? One. So don't give me the Nick Sirianni. It's not his job to call plays.
He's not a mastermind, dude.
Six game stretch.
He's not this mastermind coach.
Every time.
He's not this mastermind coach that you're bringing him out to be, man.
Wait a minute. Mastermind coach. But here's the thing. What does his you are what your record says you are. What is his resume for the 3 years he's been in the league? Look it up on your computer. What's his fucking winning percentage? Look it up. What's his and compared to anybody else?
It's not going to be good, man.
We're not turning into the city of Karen. I want my coffee hot. That's too hot. What do you want? You want him to come in the first 3 years and win Super Bowls every year?
I'm telling you, he lost that locker room. It went to shit.
Lost the locker room. If they had a bad six-game stretch, you think that's the only NFL team to do that? And you're going to jump shit. The loyalty in this city has gotten so fucking thin. Everybody's a better. I wouldn't trust nobody. What a miserable city. And this media does it too. And they feed you and they try to bring all this Negadelphian shit, dude. With this, are you kidding me? We're really lucky. We're really lucky as Eagles fans. In the last 20 years, we're in the top three in winning percentage in the NFL. We've been to two Super Bowls in 6 years and made the playoffs 3 straight years and won 11 games this year. And we're over here bitching. And you know what it is? And I'm going to give you this too. Get ready for it. Here's a Rick rant for you. Maybe I heard you too say it a few times. I remember during starting 10-1, people like, well, they're winning ugly. They're not really beating it.
I never said that, dude.
Maybe not you.
I said a lot of people win.
They're winning ugly. They're not really.
No.
Maybe not you.
There was a lot of error,
They went and tested the football god and they said, oh, you don't enjoy those close wins? Those ugly wins? Oh, well, we shouldn't have beat Sosa. The football god said, okay, be careful what you wish for. Here you go. We're going to give you some ugly losses. Tell me which one you like better. Be careful what the fuck you speak into existence, man. Not you, but I'm saying the Eagles fans in general.
The book was open. They found out how to fucking beat us. And that was it. We didn't adapt.
Peter, can I tell you something, too? If you want to really make it simplify it, it was a bad 6-game stretch. You know how many great coaches had bad 6-game stretches in this or 7-game stretches in this league? My loyalty is not that thin. I'm not giving up on Nick. He's one of us. He's a Jason Kelce. He's a Jalen Hurts. He's a Lane Johnson. He's one of us.
Until he started talking, then I was like, this dude's a fucking fool. I was all about it. I was all about giving him a second chance. But then he's like, I'm not the head coach of defense. I'm not the head coach of offense. I'm the head coach. And it was just like, this dude has lost all fucking power. Whatever happens, he's going to be fired this year.
I don't think he lost any power.
whatever offense coordinator we bring in, if something happens, Nick's gone. The offense coordinator is going to be a fucking temp coach until we fucking settle him as the
head coach. Wow, that's such a negative way to look at it. Jesus Christ, dude.
It is.
Wow,
it is.
You wouldn't do it. That is a Debbie Downer way to look at it. Well, how about this? Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he gets in now. Vic Fangio's here, a Jim Johnson version. People are going to love this dude. And maybe, and whoever you bring in, whether it be Kellen Moore or Frank Reich or Gerard Jones, maybe they turn around and they're like, oh shit. Real quick, as bad as the season ended, can I tell you something? This is still a team that started 10-1 and beat some of the best teams in the league, right? Just. Something happened along the way. They got fucked up. They got slowed down. They're not that far away. This is an 11-win team, man.
Look at the teams that are in the playoffs now, man.
Can I tell you something? Last weekend, you remember that Buffalo game last weekend against Kansas City?
Yeah.
I'm watching the game, and I'm like, we beat both of these fucking teams this year. Are you kidding me? They're not that far away, Dieter. You got to have faith. They're this close, man. Get the right coordinators in, and they're back in the Super Bowl, and they'll probably win it this time.
I think the fucking the pocket soured. The locker room soured, man.
Oh, that's bullshit.
I don't think they can fucking carry it, man. I don't know. I don't think anybody
in a 7-game stretch.
Dude, every game, man.
Do you remember Andy Reid's era here? You don't think he had bad 7-game stretches?
Right, and then he went to the Chiefs and fucking won 2 Super Bowls.
Right, but listen, what did he do here?
Nothing. He didn't win a Super Bowl here.
But, right, was he here for 14 years?
Yeah.
He got to the playoffs at all. How many Super Bowls did he go to?
None. One.
Nick's been here 3 years. How many has he been to?
Yeah, I totally get it. Okay. I totally get it. And I said, hey, he sounds like a fucking jackass. He sounds like a jackass, dude. I
want Kelly fired. I don't want this guy fired.
He sounds like, I'm a buddy. Look at me, my team.
That's not what it is.
Nah, dude.
You know what Nick Sirianni's doing? He's probably drinking fucking beers, taking edibles, watching his podcast, doing the same thing we are. He's one of us, dude. Listen, if he's gone, we'll regret it down the road. Like, damn, we had a good coach here.
There's nothing there, man. Nothing
there, man. You know, he's probably drinking IPAs. Dude, you know Nick Sirianni's an IPA fan? And he's probably eating edibles. That's my kind of people. Keep them here.
No, I believe he got like Jason Kelce a keg of Miller Lite or something like that. He's not an IPA guy. I remember.
Who? Sirianni?
Yeah, man. Remember he got Jason Kelce a keg.
Jason Kelsey's not, because Jason Kelce's a chugging beer. And by the way, I want to send a shout out, Jason Kelce. That's my spirit animal, dude. God bless you. God love. People are like, awesome. Oh, he was drunk with his shirt off at the game. Good. That's what life's about. Living. Live it. Be happy. Enjoy what you have, man. The guy, L-I-V-I-N, cause I'd rather be living than dying.
He made that little girl's. He made that little girl's night, dude.
Probably made her picking her up right there.
Yeah, picking her up to Taylor Swift, dude.
That's the angels working, man. That's God's work right there. And what's he doing? Having fun drinking beer. Who says?
I get it. I get he's a little rowdy. You know what I mean? He fucking hopped over and I see like the cop or whatever is like trying to help him. And he's like, stay away from me. He's like, I got this. You're like, he was in the zone and he's just like, yeah, I'm gonna make this happen. I don't give a shit what's going on. And I fucking love that dude. He's such a fucking great person, man.
He is, dude. That guy should be mayor of fucking Philadelphia. I think I'm going to have to get another beer.
Yeah. We have to talk about what we think about the playoffs, like who's going to win what games.
Yeah, you got
to
give me your picks. I got to give you my picks. So anyway, so listen, I knew tonight I would go down as one of our most epic episodes, and I look forward to it. Because listen, 15 years from now, when people are still watching our show, they'll be like, I used to watch Two Birds back in the day. I remember when Dieter. So these are good. These are good episodes. And I know it was going to be a good episode because we're passionate.
Right, we were battling before the show, man. Like,
We were.
I gotta stop. I gotta stop.
I know. See, I had to end up deleting that whole fucking thing off of the fucking Facebook.
Ah, you have to, man.
I know, but I don't look putting drama. People are like, oh, drama. I'm like, I'm not feeding into them.
It's not drama. It's just different points of views.
I know. Like, and that's what the great part about sports is, because you can have different point of views and fucking argue it intelligently and still be fucking cool afterwards.
Right.
That's the problem with social media anymore. I go on, I try to make a comment on a fucking thing, I'm like a fucking lightning rod. I make a comment, people are attacking me 10 ways from Sunday. I'm like, what the fuck, man? It's just something I thought. You know, it's like, geez.
Hey, we do this show because we enjoy doing it. You know what I mean?
I love this show. I was talking to somebody earlier, and they were like joking. They're like, well, when you guys are, you know, when your show's big and you guys are famous, I'm like, I don't do it for any, I don't think any of that's going to happen, or maybe it will, but I like just hanging out doing this, dude. This is just fucking cool and fun. I'm hanging out with my buddy, maybe a few people watching. We're talking sports and beer and talking shit. That's an A+. That's a win in life right there. That's a life win. If it's a video game, you just did that major Medi pack where it's like worth like 5 million bonus. You're like, yeah. Fucking ain't right. Why would we stop doing this? Yeah, another 8% double IPA or a Heineken Light?
I don't know. I'm going with a 7.3.
You are a savage, sir. Oh, I see you drink it. Wait a minute. Did you tell me?
I know. Yeah, I haven't had one in a while. I was like, I gotta try.
Where'd you get it?
Bobcat, man. Bobcat had that.
Get the fuck out of here. Reciprocals at Bobcat?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's pretty good shit, man. They're like, well, that was another comment that we had on one of your Facebook things. It's like, yeah, we get a lot of more good beers around. You know what I mean? But it feels
talking about but that was a picture from me and you drinking 9 years ago, Dieter. I think you were with me that weekend when we drank that lineup.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it was either you or Al or the three of us. Because that was the craft beer crew. Shout out to my boy Allie McGann, the big kid, the big cat. All right, Dieter. I don't know, man. I know you had. I saw you're untapped in it. The Little Willow, Goat's Peak.
No, man. Goat's Peak. What is that?
I think it's down in like Massachusetts. It's like just hitting the scene. It's like hitting the ground running.
Oh, okay.
I had one of their beers a week or two ago. I got it from Raj. He's like, these guys are going to get big. I was like, okay. And it was good. It was like an 8.3, or I'm sorry, a 4.3 rating I gave it on Untappd.
I got to get over there, man. He's got a whole bunch of good bourbon, man. I got to fucking check it out.
Yeah. Tequila. Do you see his tequila fucking bar?
I don't fuck with tequila.
He's got bourbon. No, I don't. Now I don't fuck with tequila no more either. But
yeah. But me and tequila is bad news.
Well, I always thought me and tequila was good news. Until it wasn't. So I don't know, Dieter. I had this brewery about a week and a half ago. I thought it was pretty good. 4.25, 4.3.
Okay.
Nice nose on this. You can see a nice decent color. Good. Decent, not great, but 8%. So it's out of Massachusetts, I think. I don't know. Give it a shot. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Two tears in a bucket. Fuck it. What you going with your third beer? You said reciprocal?
Yeah, man.
I can't believe you bought that in Bobcat. I love that beer.
Man, that's fucking good. Shit, that is really good.
I know. I remember a buddy of mine a couple months ago, I was like, yo, buddy, you want any fucking Bissell Brothers? I'm going to get all the fries. Nah, man. They're overrated. I don't like them. They're old.
Yeah, I give you shit. That was me.
You did. But I was trying to hook my boy up. You're like, nah, fuck you, dude. I was like, all right, dude.
I've had them so many times that I guess it's like past their expiration dates or something like that. And it just left a bad taste in my mouth. The substance is kind of like light.
Well, substance is their lower level. I won't buy the substance.
But yeah, this is fucking great, man. I know. I give you shit, dude. And
I know. I'm just fucking with you. I know.
Dude, so, it's all my friends, dude.
Listen, that's what we do. That's how we show love.
Right.
Listen, this is actually really fucking good. If you get a chance, if you find it, if Bobcat or if you go to Raj's, get it. This is all a 4.35 beer, easily probably 4.37.
Nice. Shit.
Dang on, boy. I do love hanging out with you, drinking beers, talking shit.
Oh, shit. Well, let's hop into some of these games, man. Like,
yeah, dude, what do you got? What's your picks?
Well, let's backtrack a little bit, man. Okay. I was surprised to see the Bills lose to the Chiefs.
I was too, and I was heartbroken.
I thought, man, with the being home, the winter elements, man, I really thought that they were going to take that. Kick at the end. Oh my God, that was bad.
How ironic that it was wide right, and it was Scotty Norwood all over again.
It's fucking crazy, man. And then the 49ers, Packers, that was a great game too,
For the Packers, man. Yeah. I can't stand that 49ers team, bitch-ass motherfuckers.
But what's that young quarterback for the Packers, Love or something
Jordan
like that?
Jordan Love is a fucking player, dude. That kid's he's one of the next greats in this league. Remember, he's going to be not just one of the good ones. He's going to be one of the greats.
Yeah, they got a lot of talent.
I'll take him over Jalen Hurts. I'll be honest with you.
And then the Texans and the Ravens, man. Oh, my God, dude. Ravens just fucking bold them.
Ravens are really fucking good, Dieter.
Yeah.
That defense is fucking lights out. That defense is lights out for the Ravens. And then on top of it, you got a really good fucking offense, too.
It was really cool to see Lamar Jackson say to C.J. Stroud. He's like, yeah, you're coming up, man. You're going to be there. You're going to fucking – that like he's – yeah, Lamar's like trying to get his
Super Bowl. You saw one of the guys the Eagles interviewed for the offense coordinator position is Gerard Johnson, the quarterback's coach for the Texans. And a lot of people are saying how good that Texans offense was and what he did with C.J. Stroud. Yeah. Well, he just interviewed with the Eagles too. You had him, Cliff Kingsbury, who just was a coach at Arizona Cardinals last year, then was a big-time coach in college, actually a really great college coach. And then you had Kellen Moore, who was Dallas's offense coordinator for a couple of years there and did really fucking well. And I don't know where he was this year. Maybe San Diego or
Chargers. It looked like he's like the head runner. Like they've been hearing a lot of hype about him.
You know who I want to dinner? Get Frank Reich, man. Maybe Frank said I don't want to do it. So maybe that's why. Because him and Sirianni are like really good friends.
It would be pretty cool, and it would be nice to see Frank to.
Carson Wentz's best year was 2017, year we went to the Super Bowl. And look what he did with Carson Wentz that year. He was about to win MVP of the league. And then, guess what? He gets hurt. What's he do? He jumps in. He had a 7-game span with Nicky Foles. And what did he do? Look what Nick Foles is, some of his best numbers of his career. Frank Reich's a quarterback whisperer. He's like Dougie Peterson. Yeah.
Whatever you choose, man, I really think you need to have somebody that has Hurts' ear because I feel like
saying, go get Frank Reich. Look what he did with Wentz and fucking Nicky Foles, man.
It was really bad, man. And like at the end of the year, they knew like you know he wanted to throw the ball to AJ Brown. That was a long pass, and once they took that out, man, there was nothing we could do.
Dieter, I said to you all year, and I said on Facebook all year, and shout out to my boy Jason, my boy Jason Rush, and went to high school with him, actually wrestled Warren and beat him, I think. Good buddy of mine. We argued all year about Brian Johnson, and Brian Johnson is a terrible play caller and game planner. Now Jason supported him. I love you, Jason, but you supported him all year. And I told you this guy, he's not qualified for the job he has. And there's nothing wrong with that. Maybe he's just better off as a quarterback coach. But Brian Johnson was not the answer. And I think you saw it in Jalen Hurts' body language. And a lot of the body language of the people in the offense, too. They were disappointed and pissed off half the time.
Yeah.
Hey, how many wide receiver bubble screens I gotta fucking see? They never work. They fail 98% of the time.
There was no fucking short passes to Goddard. Yeah, you know I mean, you could have used him.
The whole offense was bland, vanilla, and fucking shitty. It's a terrible offense.
No screenplays, no nothing, no running.
Peter, it thank was you. Always great point. What happened to the screen game? Remember when Andy was here? The screen game was huge. Westbrook made a semi Hall of Fame a career off the screen game. That is huge, especially when the pass rush is killing you all day. If you have a good screen game, you kill the pass rush. It's such a huge weapon on so many levels, and they just totally disregarded it.
Right. Tampa Bay killed us with the blitz. Like, it was insane. There was no adapted to it.
Well, I'll be honest with you, that's more on Jalen, dude. He's got to get better. And listen, I say this kindly. You got to get smarter, kid. Go do your homework. Read the defense. Know where the blitz is coming from and know who's going to be open and where they're going to be open. That's what the greats do. That's what Drew Brees did and Peyton Manning did and Tom Brady. Listen, if you want to be with the greats, but do your fucking homework, man. And Aaron Rodgers, these guys were students in the game. It's nice that you're a good athlete, Jalen. But I don't want a running back playing quarterback. You're not always going to be a great athlete. You're going to lose your legs. I need you to be cerebral and be a pocket passer. Start taking some fucking snaps from under center once.
Okay, shit.
See, college offense.
But you need a little bit of like screenplay, a little bit of play action.
Yeah, definitely.
Dumping the ball. There was a lot of that.
Games and that, man. And that's what they've been doing.
The only thing they do is run the ball down the middle. And that's not going to fucking work, man. They ain't going to work, dude. You need to, like, branch out. You need to have a few other fucking plays. There's no running down the middle and throwing the long ball. That's not going to get you nothing, dude. It was just fucking weird, man.
Yeah, it was a weird year. It was. I'll look back on this year very unfondly when it started off so well, where I thought this was going to be one of the and that's fine. Listen, but that's this year. Next year's not this. It's time to move on.
I feel like it's another team, man, that just went down the drain at the end of the year. It's been a lot of that lately, man.
I don't know, Dieter. No. We just had a lot of second place or third place. Listen, our Philly teams are close. We're not going to do it. Don't give up yet. Hold strong now. All right. This is, you know, when weak fans give up. We're close. The Phillies are close. The Eagles are close. The Sixers are close. Listen, we just got to break through. All teams are knocking at the door. And
of all three teams, who do you feel most confident about?
Who of the three, which will be the next one to win a championship? I would say the Phillies. The Phillies.
Me too. Me too. But
the Sixers and Eagles, how many cities have three teams that are knocking on the door of a championship? And then the Flyers, who are going to make the playoffs, are there. You know, so how many cities can say that? We're really lucky, and I don't know that we're really blessed. We got good sports, man.
And I think that does help, does give us that, like, persona that we deserve more, we should have more. And
we're passionate.
I mean, like, this year we put a lot into the Eagles, and we thought that this was going to be it, man.
Year was for the Eagles?
Got kicked off again. Ooh, is he going to come back? This reciprocal beer is pretty good by Bissell Brothers. I'm not sure if Ricky's coming back. Give him a couple more minutes. There he is.
Sorry.
There he is.
I think I hit the fucking button. All passionate and shit. I don't even know what I was saying. I forgot what was that. It was fucking Delta 9 cannabis water.
All right.
I was saying, we're a lucky fan base.
Yeah.
We're in good shape, man. It could be worse.
We are. And I know, like, you know, we have some people who are like, be like, oh, you know, this and that, you know, it's just passion, dude. It is. It's different point of views.
Listen, that's why I said, listen, if anybody ever follows our show, or if our show ever gets big, I don't know if it ever will, it's authentic. Like, you watch this, it's pure, unadulterated, just no censored. Philly passion for sports and beer and whatever else comes up. Like, there's no producer on air saying, don't say that. Don't talk about that. Like, we're in a day and age. We're fucking real. This is what we talk about. This is how we fucking act when we hang out. This is real Philly fans.
All right, so we're going to have two good games this weekend, the Chiefs and Ravens and the Lions and 49ers, man.
Well, you go first.
All right. Man, it's fucking tough. Jesus Christ, dude. Like, I was so surprised about the Chiefs winning against the Bills.
I was, too.
You cannot put anything past this kid, man. They're the monster in
the horror movie. You think they're dead. They're the Michael Myers. They're the Freddy Kruegers. They're the Jason Voorhees. You can't kill them. They just keep, if you thought you killed them, they just keep coming back.
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes, he's a fucking monster. Yeah,
he's the best quarterback in the world.
But I got to kill with the Ravens. They have the momentum. And, you know, Lamar Jackson said it. He's like, yeah, I'm getting older. I need to get my Super Bowl ring. And I hope he does. Like, he's put a lot of time in. And this is probably his second year he's going to be MVP quarterback. You know what I mean? Or, you know, most valuable player of the season. Like, who do you think would be another option other than him? Do you have anybody?
For MVP? Theater, you know, I talked to you. I don't care about that. I hate that shit. I don't care who wins it. That's a fake thing. That's a participation. Tell me who won the championship. You know what I remember after this year? Who won the championship? I won't even remember who they played, to be honest with you. I'll try. Maybe some years for it. It's like a dream you wake up from. I'll remember who won the championship, and that's about it. I don't know who won the MVP this year, and I don't care, and I never will. I don't. It's a mockery. It's a fuckery.
What about Christian McCaffrey? He's got to be like the best running back this season, dude.
Probably. But fuck him, dude. I don't use the word hate. I don't like. But I can't stand that fucking 49ers team. And I'm going to go into my picks. And with that, I can't stand the 49ers. I hope they lose. I do. But if I'm making my picks, I'm picking the 49ers to beat Detroit. Yeah. But, man, I love this too. Detroit team. Yeah. I wish they would win. I don't think they will. So I think the 49ers will win. My pick in the other game, I can't stand the Chiefs and Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid. And I don't want them to win. But I think they're going to, because I think the NFL wants them to win.
Yeah.
So I got the 49ers versus the Chiefs, and I'll give my Super Bowl pick next week. But with that being said, with the 49ers versus Chiefs, I'm rooting for the other way. I hope the Ravens win, and I hope the fucking Lions win.
Nice. Yeah, I do too. I feel like the Ravens will probably beat the Chiefs, man. That's a fucking good squad.
Listen, I wouldn't be shocked. That Chiefs Ravens game is honestly a flip of the fucking coin. I mean, they're. Yeah. I won't be shocked if either one wins. I won't be shocked. It's just like saying, well, whoever's going to win, something's going to happen during a game. You're like, well, that was the difference, and that's why they won the game. More than likely, going
to
be able
to. I would like to see Detroit win, but yeah, the 49ers, man, they're so fucking packed, dude.
Yeah, that's a talented team. Well coached, too. Kyle Shanahan is a great coach.
We got a little comment
he's
here.
Really good. He ain't won shit yet, but he's a really good coach.
Hey, what up, Stoggs? Is that Stoggs said what up?
Yo, Stoggs. Yeah. What's his picks?
Yeah, you got any picks for this week in there, Stoggs? Oh, here we go. Niners should win. Yeah. I don't want to win, man, but that team's fucking stacked, dude. The Ravens and Chiefs, that's a tough call right there, man. I think
the Ravens already, you know, showed they can beat really good teams.
There we go. That's my boy. Ravens. Nice. Yeah, man. Go Ravens.
Go Ravens, go Lions.
That'd be a fucking cool ass fucking Super Bowl, man. Nice upset.
Yeah, I'd love to see the Lions win it all, man. That's the, you know,
oh, that'd
that's the ultimate Rocky story.
Lions or the Ravens? I'd like to see Lamar get a yeah.
Me Super too, Bowl but game. The Ravens have already won two in the last 24 yeah. years. The Lions haven't won ever. They never win. They're the ultimate underdog.
Oh,
yeah, they really are. They're you know.
I got a good question for you.
As a Philly fan, but the Lions have it the worst, man. Yeah. They've been around the longest and won the least. They're like the Phillies of the NFL. Except the Phillies at least won two in 140 years.
Hopefully they give like Barry Sanders honorable ring or something, dude. Because that dude put in some work there, man. And he didn't get shit.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I got a good question for you. How do you feel about the Michigan coach Harbaugh? He's going to the NFL, right?
I call it 3 weeks ago. And you talked to old Sailor Len, the Ravens fan. A shout out to Len if he ever, I don't know if he knows how to get on a computer or if he knows what one is, but he's my good buddy. I love him to death. Len, he is the biggest Ravens fan. Me and him have battles. I think you were there for one of the battles when we talk football, but I love him to death. I don't think the Ravens are going to beat the Chiefs. I just don't.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I want them to, but I just don't think they will. I think the NFL wants the Chiefs in there, and they're going to make calls like the holding, the phantom holdings, and pass interference. You call it on all the plays. Who do they call the most important play on or against?
I think you misheard my question. How do you feel about the Michigan coach? His brother Harbaugh.
Oh, that's sorry. It's the cannabis water and all the weed. Along with the beer. I'm high. I'm talking about my boy Len because I said it to him weeks ago. He's like, "Where do you think Harbaugh's going?" And I said, "Well, I think Harbaugh's going to go to the Chargers." And he's like, "I don't think so. I think he's going to go to New England." I said, "Why the fuck would he go to New England? It's fucking cold. The media is terrible, like Philly and New York. And it's how do you replace a legend? It just won six Super Bowls. Why would you ever step in that fucking quicksand, right?" And I said, "He's going to go to the Chargers." And he's like, "Why do you think he'll go to the Chargers?" I was like, "Why? Because they just got a brand new stadium. The media there is so weak. They don't persecute you like in Philly and New England and New York."
Three. Good quarterback.
Hold on. I got a bunch of reasons for you. Three, they're going to make you the highest paid coach in the NFL. And guess what? You just got a brand new stadium. And it's just a dream job. We're going to pay you the next 5 years the highest coach ever. And you have a young stud quarterback in Justin Herbert. Yes, please. I'll take that job. You know what I mean? Why wouldn't he? Yeah. And listen, he played for the Chargers. It was His first college,
that's crazy.
His first college head coaching job was San Diego State. But you can, knew it was going to happen. I'd love to. I'd love that Jim Harbaugh did that too. Because you know what? Too, he also said to the NCAA, who kept witch hunting him, "Oh, he was stealing signs. We're going to suspend him for 3 games. We're going to suspend him for." He said, "Motherfuckers, guess what? I'm going to go win a national title. I'm going to shove my fucking balls in your face, give you the fucking finger on the way out, and say, 'I'm going to the NFL, motherfucker.'" Good to you, Jim Harbaugh. I'm with you. You're one of my spirit animals.
Stocks put up a comment here. Herbert is a wash. I don't believe that.
Dude. You're out of your fucking mind, Stocks. Go look at the numbers, dude. Dude, don't give me that. Get out of here. Do your homework, man. I respect your opinion so much more. You know better than that, Stoggs. You know that's not true.
All right.
Well, we got an extra half hour tonight.
Yeah, man.
Epic Dieter. Tonight will go down as an epic episode. It's a great episode because.
Yeah, man. Awesome battle back and forth. Oh, he was just laughing.
Stas, why do you say that about Herbert?
Look at the numbers. He's a wash.
No, he's not. Dude, I think he's the second highest paid quarterback in the NFL for a reason.
I had him and Tua in my on my fantasy football league.
I had Tua on my fantasy team too.
And I would flip them back and forth. They both did good. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like
Justin Herbert's a great quarterback. Yeah. I'm not, I love you, yeah. Stop, but and, stop fucking with us.
Yeah, I think it's a good move for Harbor to go to
the great Chargers. Give me the dream job. He's like, I'm riding off in the sunset, motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man.
They don't probably win a Super Bowl there.
Yeah, it's been nice to see him in the stadium for the Ravens, backing up his brother, man.
Well, that's what it's about, cool. man. Theater, yeah. listen, that's what it's about, man. Family. And you know, the family and friends, listen, that's what it's all about. That's what I have more respect for than anything. So.
All right, brother. Awesome epic show.
Lot it was of a back good episode. Forth. Probably the most epic episode we ever had, sir. And I'm walking out of here high and drunk? How dare you, sir? Actually, I'll be thanking you later. This is a great
check episode. Check us out next week. Love you, too. Next week at 10 p.m. On the BGSE Network. Check us out.
Two Birds, Peace. One Show.
See you.